Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. I wanted to talk to you today about the importance of a CRA plan. So this planning document could be really, really important for your bank in terms of knowing the path forward. So I always recommend that you have your policies and procedures, then you have a CRA plan that carves the path forward, and then you have a CRA self-assessment that looks back to see, have you done what you said you'd do? So the CRA plan or document is a very, very important part of your CRA program, and in fact is a CRA best practice. So I really want you to consider creating one. Let's say you don't have one. I really want you to know that you can keep it simple. You have to start somewhere. It can be one page. It can be at the high level executive summary type of document. It doesn't matter how long. I just want you to get started. You can really keep it simple. So as a general rule, you would start with, here's an overview of my bank. Here's our regulator. Here's our asset size. Here's our CRA team. So really high level. So you can just put that in there, super simple, right? Then I want you to really consider putting in the strategic priorities of the bank, if you have it. And then under that, you can say, here's our CRA plan for the next exam period. And you can go then drill down into those very specific details. You can actually put in business unit goals and community development activity benchmarks and really carve out very specifically over the next 3 years, maybe on a calendar basis, here's the number of community development loans we're striving for and in which markets and with which business units. Here's our small business targets, our lending performance targets. Here's our home mortgage lending performance targets. Here's our community development activities and services and investments in those community development loans, as I mentioned. You really can just keep it high level or drill down and do performance tables as goal setting. So it's really just carving your path forward, and this is our CRA program, and these are our goals going forward. You might also include sections like, here's our training program. Here's how we go about training and the frequency and for whom we train. You can also put in things like, here are the technical aspects, how we approach our public file, or here's how we approach interfacing with the community, and here's how we conduct our credit needs assessments, if you will. So many different ways to go about creating a CRA plan for your bank. Really, it's just a document that can look very, very different based on your bank size, your team, the time available to put it to paper. I get it. Just start somewhere. Start with an executive summary. It can be 1 to 3 pages, or it can be more detailed and 20 to 50 pages even. But you just got to start somewhere. Start documenting what you do in your CRA program, how you go about proving that you meet the credit needs of your communities. I also have a resource that you can download that Our question prompts for you as you're sitting down with a blank page or a blank document on how to really start to think through, well, what is my CRA program or what should I consider? So that's available through a link in the show notes. So you can click through and get that resource that might be helpful to you. Just remember, your CRA journey is your CRA journey, and you don't have to create a CRA plan that is exactly like your similarly situated bank or your peer. You just got to start somewhere. So don't let the other examples that exist in our industry prevent you from creating your own. Use that that resource that I've linked to, prompt the questions that will help you figure out for your bank, what do you stand for in your CRA program. And once you've created that plan, make sure you socialize it. Socialize it with executive management, maybe your CRA committee if you have one, and various stakeholders throughout the bank so that they see their role in the CRA program. And so I hope that's helpful and that you will create a CRA plan for your bank. It'll be the guidepost for you to implement your CRA program going forward. So I hope that helps. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.